Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, there is a river of miracles flowing. Amen. It's flowing tonight. Amen. It's flowing. It is flowing tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Listen, I got a song. And it says, amen. It just dropped in my spirit, just like that. And this song says, the windows of heaven are open, and blessings are flowing tonight. I got joy down in my soul. Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. Hallelujah. That's why I'm happy tonight. Oh, that's why I'm happy. That's why I'm happy tonight. I got joy down in my soul because Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on heavenly manna. That's why I'm happy tonight. One more time. The blessings of heaven are open. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are flowing tonight. I've got joy down in my soul. Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on heavenly manna. And that's why I'm happy tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many happy tonight? How many happy tonight? How many the joy of the Lord is stirring in your soul? Glory be to God. I'm talking about what's going on the inside, not about what's going on the outside. Amen. But what's going on in your soul? Amen. Is there peace in your house? Is there peace in your soul? Is there peace in your mind? Peace in your spirit? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That be the case, people of God, you ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Amen. You ought to tell him thank you tonight. Amen. So many don't have peace. Glory to God. But we thank God for peace tonight. We thank the Lord for peace on tonight. Amen. And the windows of heaven are open. Amen. And the blessings are flowing on tonight. Amen. Listen, people of God, we want to be in the right place at the right time because we want to receive what the Lord has for us. We want to receive all that the Lord has for us. Glory be to God. Truly, you got to know tonight, amen, that you have come, amen, to this time and to this hour, amen, and it's the right place at the right time. Sure, there are so many more places that you could have been. Sure, glory be to God, there are so many more things that you could have been doing, so many more things that you could have been involved in, but we thank God tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight, amen, that you stopped by. Glory to God, that you stopped by this Prayer News Network, this PNN. Amen. We're grateful tonight. We're grateful for each and every one of you on tonight. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you, people of God. Amen. Truly, truly the Lord is doing us well. Amen. We thank him for a sound mind. Soundness of mind. Soundness of mind. Glory to God that we could come yet again. Glory to God, another day, another hour. Amen, Jesus, that the Lord would sup with us on tonight. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for open heaven. Amen, for the windows of heaven being open on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we pray on tonight that you have come, that you're intentional in your coming. We pray that you came for purpose. We came that you came seeking something. We pray, glory to God, that you came knocking. Glory be to God. We pray, glory to God, that you came asking the Lord for something on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, he got the whole world in his hand. The earth is his and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And people of God, he's a good father. He's a good father. Glory to God. But what concerns us concerns him. Glory be to God. And we can go to him. We have an advocate. Glory to God. He's our advocate. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Glory to God. And we give him thanks. We give him praise for who he is. Amen. For who he is on tonight. Amen. And we bless the Lord. We give God thanks and praise. Amen. We're thanking him tonight. I want to thank him for my leaders. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. I want to thank him tonight for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking him tonight. Glory to God for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking him on tonight. Glory to God for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking God tonight for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. We just give the Lord praise. We give the Lord thanks. We give the Lord glory on tonight. Amen. Glory to God because he's been so good. Amen. He's been so good. Hallelujah. I feel another song in my soul. Glory be to God. I'm just seeing a little piece of it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I feel like giving God the glory. I feel like giving God the glory. He's been so good to me. He's been so good, so good. So good, so good, so good, so very good. good. He's been so good, so good, so good, so good. He's been so good to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you just feel like giving the Lord the glory? Just feel like giving him the praise? Hallelujah. Because despite all, when you look around, glory be God. When we really look around, glory to God, people of God, all of our good days, hallelujah, outweigh our bad days. Glory be to God. When we look, glory to God, in other people's situations and circumstances, glory be to God. And we don't have to look far, glory to God, but we can see the hand of grace, the hand of the Lord that has been with us every step of the way. Hallelujah, and that's why we got to give him glory. We got to give him praise. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight, amen, for, again, all of our advisors, amen, thanking him for, amen, each and every one of them on tonight. Amen. Jesus, as we always say, holiness, faith, and place, amen, on this line, on in this broadcast, amen, Jesus, and truly, we could not do it without them. Amen. So we give God thanks tonight. We give God thanks tonight for Evangelist Stanford and Minister Ali. Glory be to God. Thanking the Lord tonight for Minister Emmanuel, Evangelist Bonds. Thanking the Lord tonight, glory to God, for Evangelist Jones. Glory be to God. Thanking him, glory to God, for Sister Robin. Glory to God for our celestial intercessor, our own celestial intercessor. Amen. Thanking God tonight. Amen. For Prophetess Paula Everett. Amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We're thanking him. Amen. Jesus. For glory be to God. Sister Chelsea. Amen. When she's able to step in. Just thanking the Lord. Amen. Thanking the Lord for our prayer warriors. Amen. Jesus. Sister Missionary Fan. Amen, Jesus. Thanking the Lord tonight for Evangelist Gail. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God for Elder Packer. Amen. Just giving God glory. Thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For Evangelist Suzanne Smith. Amen, Jesus, who's a very integral part. Amen. And really has the heart of this line in her heart. Amen. Thanking the Lord for all of our mothers, Mother Hogue. Thanking God for her. Thanking God for, amen, Mother Betty, amen, glory be to God. Thank you, amen, each and every one of you on tonight that helps to keep this broadcast moving, amen, with your prayers, with your thoughts, amen, glory be to God, with your meditations unto the Lord, amen, concerning this line. We just give God thanks. We just give the Lord praise, amen. Glory be to God, for the Lord is good, the Lord is great. Listen, people of God, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and glory to God now that you're in. Glory to God, go ahead and reach back and grab someone else. Reach back and then compel someone else to come, amen, to be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he's good. He's good. Amen. He's good. He's better to us than we've been to ourselves. Amen. Glory to God. So we give him thanks and we give him praise. We give him honor. Amen. Again, we give him glory. All of the glory, amen, that's due unto his name. Amen. We, again, thank him. Amen. We just can't thank him enough. We can't thank him enough, people of God. We can't thank him enough. But surely if we had 10,000 tongues, it really would not be enough to give him thanks. Every time we turn around, amen, the Lord keep blessing us. He bless us, amen, glory to God, with the very next breath and the next breath and the next breath, amen, Jesus. So we thank the Lord for purpose. We thank him, amen, for his divine plan for each and every one of our lives, amen. Glory to God. Tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we are again rebroadcasting, amen. We just thank God for the library of, amen, messages that we have. Glory to God. We give God thanks and praise. We don't count that slack. Amen, Jesus. But truly, it really is the Lord's doing, and it's truly marvelous in our eyes on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we're going to go ahead and get ready. Amen. To sanctify our, our lives on tonight, to get us ready, to get our hearts ready.
The recording has started.
Amen, Jesus. We know why we came, but we pray on tonight. Glory to God, you came asking something of the Lord. We pray that you came seeking, amen, something of the Lord. We pray that you came knocking, glory to God, for an answer, that a door, amen, will be opened unto you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we're going to have Evangelist Gail. Amen. She's going to come and she's going to sanctify our line for God bless you.
Unmuted.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you, oh God, tonight for you being such a great God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we usher you in tonight, oh God. Tonight, oh God, under this open heaven, oh God. We just thank you for a visitation, oh God. Father, you said in your word that you will not withhold not one good thing from us. God, we thank you for visiting us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you know what each and every one throughout the world, throughout the universe is in need of, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you touch each heart individual, each mind individual, each of our ears, oh God, because you're that kind of God. Hallelujah. You're a miracle working God, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you sanctify the line, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Stretch out in us, oh God, tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever word we need, oh God, we ask, oh God, you for sending it right now, right readily, oh God, to deliver, set us free. If we have to, oh God, hallelujah, if you have to, oh God, put us back on the wheel, oh God, make us over again. Where there's Christ, oh grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in our vessels, oh God, we thank you for mending them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whatever we in need of, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to you, God. Some have prayed, oh God, and they've been asking for miracles. But God, we know that you're a miracle working God. Hallelujah. We know that time is on your hand, oh God. Hallelujah. But at your own time, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you deliver us, set us free, give us whatever we need, oh God, whatever we stand in need of tonight, oh God. Oh God, ask, oh God, we ask, oh God, we ask, oh God, right now, oh God, that you touch that word, oh God, that will penetrate the airways, oh God. We ask, oh God, that whatever is mission is, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for sending it out and doing and accomplishing everything that it is set out to do tonight, this night on the PNN, oh God, this night on the PNN, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you touch every member, oh God, every member of the PNN staff, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for right readily, oh God, meeting their needs in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in every, we pray right now for bereaved family in the name of Jesus throughout the world, oh God. Whatever they're in need of, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for meeting them that need, oh God. Where they're in despair, oh God, we ask that you shine the light from heaven, oh God. Give them that joy they need, oh God. Give them that stable, you being a stabilizing in their life, oh God. Hallelujah. Help them to stand, oh God, with their loins girded in the word of God. And that's the truth, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your word, oh God, that you will send tonight, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for your word, oh God. We wait for your word, oh God. We wait for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. We're happy to receive your word, oh God. Hallelujah. We're grateful hearts, oh God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for sending the word, hallelujah, that will deliver and set us free, hallelujah, free in our mind, oh God, free in our hearts, oh God, freeing us up for kingdom work, oh God, kingdom living, oh God, anointing our ears to hear, oh God, anointing our, take the scales off our eyes, oh God. It's not about the next person, it's a serious thing right about now, hallelujah. It's about us, oh God, it's about us and our relationship with you, oh God. We for new groundings in you, hallelujah, God. We just thank you, oh God. We so ever grateful for your word, for this time, for this day, hallelujah, that you have made, for this thing that you're going to give each and every one of us tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We're putting our plates out, oh God. We're putting our cups out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Just as we're going to collect the rain, oh God, help us to collect the things, oh God, that you will rain in our spirit, oh God. Hallelujah, to the water, the moisture, oh God, those that are dry in the spirit, oh God, we thank you for water. Water in us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to you. They have gotten stagnant somewhere. Hallelujah. Stuck in some rut somewhere. Oh God, we thank you for sending the word that will pluck us up, oh God, and help us to move on. Hallelujah. We don't give up.
that we stay on the road that you have given us, that you have given for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, for the speaker right now, oh God. Anoint that word, oh God, no, wherever he or she may be, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for anointing them right now, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as the word comes forth, oh God. Hallelujah, with power like no other. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we just so ask, oh God, that you sanctify the line throughout, oh God, that there be no problems, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that is received right readily in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God.
Muted.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody ought to just lift the praise right there to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just lift the praise, lift the praise, lift the praise right there. Glory be to God unto the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. We thank him tonight. Amen. For that prayer. Amen. Of sanctification. Glory to God. Getting us ready, getting our hearts ready. Amen. Getting ready for the word, getting ready to hear what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. Glory be to God. And we're going to have, amen, our scripture reading on tonight by Sister Mary Holland. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be taken from the 8th chapter of St. John, the 12th through the 30th verse. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisee therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my father. If ye had known me, you should have known my father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he said, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say unto judge of you, but he that sent me is true. To the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. To the word on tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Gail, on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just, again, give God thanks and give God praise for what he's doing in the lives of his people. Amen, Jesus. He's bringing us to places of maturity in him. Amen. We thank God that he's sharpening us, amen, getting us ready for a work in particular, getting us ready, amen, for his kingdom business, amen, getting us ready to serve us to the world, amen, in our prospective places, amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. We bless, amen, the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless him on tonight. We again thank him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And I'm excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. On tonight. Amen. My heart, my spirit, my soul on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Just magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we're so grateful. Amen, Jesus. We're so grateful. Glory to God. As we always say, to have just a library, just a smorgasbord. Amen, Jesus, of messages that the Lord has enabled us to capture from our speakers that have been here from far and near. You know, we've traveled all over. Amen. Virtually, we have traveled all over the world, amen, Jesus, and we're yet traveling. There are yet places, amen, that we're going. And we just give God thanks on tonight, amen. We're going down now, glory be to God, down around that St. Pete, Tampa area. Amen, Jesus, there's a prophetess down there, a woman of God. She's been with us before, amen, of course. Glory to God, and we're so grateful. Amen, Jesus, that the Lord has placed on our spirit. Amen, the word for the hour. Amen, Jesus, the person, amen, that will come forth in this hour. Amen, glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to get your hearts and get your minds ready. Amen, Jesus, get your hearts ready. Get your pencil and your paper. Get them ready, people of God. Get them ready. Mm-hmm. Glory to God, as we always said, take your notes, take your notes, take your notes, amen. Glory be to God, that's so important, amen. Glory to God, even as last night, amen, the message was, amen, different issues, but the same healer, amen. You remember that? You remember that? Amen, Jesus, the way we write things down, people of God, we retain them. Amen. It's so much higher percentage. Amen. So if you don't have a pad, if you don't have a journal, amen, I encourage you to get one. Glory to God, so that you can go back and listen at those messages. Go back. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you, it's fresh. It's fresh in your spirit as if the very first day that you heard it. Listen, go ahead and text somebody before you get settled in real good. Go ahead and text somebody. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come in and join us on tonight. Amen. Let them know that you would love for them to come and join you. Amen. Let them know that there's a word from the Lord for them on tonight. And we, glory be to God, we're expecting them to come and to be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them to come to hear a word. Hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, as stated, we're going down in the Tampa, St. Pete area. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. There's a woman of God down there, amen, crying loud, amen, sparing not, lifting up her voice, amen, like a trumpet in Zion, amen. And we thank God on tonight that she has come to this Prayer News Network Global, amen, Jesus, by way of Evangelical Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. Amen, Jesus, this woman of God tonight, amen, Jesus, she is ready, amen, she loves the Lord, amen, she has a sincere heart, amen, towards God and towards God's people for righteousness and holiness without compromise, amen, glory to God. On tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the prophetess, Jenny B. Houston.
Now we can hear you. There you are.
Okay. All right. Amen. We give God glory tonight for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. Nobody like him. Amen. We thank God for this Prayer News Network. Thank God for Evangelist Bradley. We give honor to Jesus. We thank God for protocol already being established. We thank God tonight for
Apostle S.C. James and his wife, my God, the board of bishops, my God, everybody in his name, amen. We give God glory. We thank him because God is good all by himself, amen. My God, if we decrease tonight, so God will increase, amen. And I don't plan to hold you long, but just a few words that the Lord gave me as I begin to seek him and cry out to him, God, what would you have me to say, amen. And I tell you, just tonight, I want you to go with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of that same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. My God, we thank God for the word tonight, my God, and I just want to talk just a few minutes. As I begin to talk to the Lord, even on today, the Lord began to talk back to me, and he began to tell me, he said, my people say they trust me, but they really don't. And I began to cry out to the Lord and begin to say, God, what are you saying? He said, my people say they trust me, but they really don't. And I began to cry out to the Lord and begin to seek his face. And the Lord began to tell me, it's like an old saying that the older people used to say years ago, talk is cheap. Amen. And then going to Romans, the 4th chapter, and the 18th verse. Who against hope believes in hope that he might become the father of many nations? According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And tonight, faith and obedience are inseparable. Believe God. And not only did he believe God, he obeyed the commandment that God had given him to get out from among his kindred. My God, if he didn't believe and trust in God, he couldn't do that. But so many times we today, my God, we'll begin to cry and say, Lord, I believe you. Lord, I trust you. My God, as soon as a little distraction comes, we tend to be moved by it. But in this day and time, I begin to listen at our evangelist Bradley on tonight talk about faith and how we need God to increase our faith. We just need to move on the faith that we have. And in moving on the faith that we have, my God, it increases our faith. I tell you, I begin to pray and I begin to talk to the Lord. Prayer is not just something that you do when you're in need or when you want God to do something. But prayer is a way of life. I thank God for the Prayer News Network. My God, I thank God for the gift that has never been opened. Amen. But I tell you, when you begin to open up that gift of prayer, my God, the Lord said, before you call, I already answered you. While you yet speaking, I already hear you. My God, it's a blessing when you can go in prayer, my God, and don't just go in prayer and just do all the talking. But wait and let the Lord talk to your back. Wait and let God minister to you. Wait and let God begin to tell you the things that he has in his heart and his desire. for your life. I'm telling you, God is somebody. Just as unbelief and disobedience are inseparable. If we don't believe God, then we won't act on what he says. Tell you, we'll begin to act on his word. And we got to know enough word, amen, my God, to be able to act on it. The Lord said in his word, seek and ye shall find. My God, and when you lose something in the house, my God, I'm here by myself. I tell you, but if I put something down and I don't remember exactly where I laid it or where I put it, I begin to look for that thing, and I keep looking for it. My God, and sometimes I can't go right back to it, but I begin to tell the Lord, God, you know where it at. Amen. Lord, I need you to show it to me. Amen. And I keep looking, and I keep going. Amen. My God, and I'm telling the Lord, let me go right up on it. Amen. But I'm telling you, when we seek God, and my God, don't be so soon shaken in mind and in spirit, my God, at the things that's happening in the world, because these things is going to happen. Amen. When we study the word of God, my God, walls, rumors of walls, the killing, my God, the hunger, all of these things are going to happen. Amen. But I tell you, God promised, my God, through his word. And I began to say it the other day. My God, David said, I was a young man. Now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. We don't have to worry about that. Amen. My God, just like he took care of prophets of old, my God, he going to take care of us. Amen. Just like he took care of Abraham, he going to take care of us. Amen. Just like he took care of Noah and them, he going to take care of us. Amen. My God, God is true to his word, and he's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But he's long-suffering. Amen. My God, just because the answer don't come today, my God, don't give up on it. He working something out in us. Amen. My God, maybe we're not ready to accept that we've been asking God for. And I tell you, when I get up and I begin to pray to the Lord, my God, 3 o'clock every morning, I'm telling you, my God, hallelujah. I don't get down there to be asking all the time. My God, I just want to thank him for what he already done. My God, thank him for my life, hallelujah. Thank him for health and strength, hallelujah. My God, millions didn't make it, but I'm one of the ones that did. Amen. So many going on, even through this pandemic. Hallelujah. But God's keeping us. God's shielding us. God's protecting us. My God, hallelujah. And we got to know without a shadow of a doubt. My God, as the old song said, when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. My God, because God will bring us out. He's true to his word. Amen. My God, and he's not a man that he should lie. My God, it's already been said on tonight. My God, and I begin to listen at Evangelist Brad. I begin to say, Lord, the word already going out. My God, God is not a liar. Amen. He will do what he said. My God, and sometimes, you know, we begin to think, oh, God, where are you? I'm waiting on you. No, he waiting on us. Amen. My God, if we can furnish the faith, God will do the work. Amen. And I tell you, it's real. Just like I'm talking tonight, it is real. And the word of God began to say, Abraham staggered not. He wasn't drunk in his faith. My God, we tonight can't be drunk in our faith. My God, I tell you, we can't be up today, down tomorrow, on a roller coaster, round the bend. Amen. But we got to know without a shadow of a doubt that the God we serve, my God, he's able and will. Not only able, but he will do what he said he would do. My God, and I bless him tonight for his word. Hallelujah. My God, many times we as believers, my God, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to actually do it. And here in our lesson tonight, Abraham, it said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, He wasn't just called, but he obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Sometimes God begins to tell us different things to do. My God will lead us into certain areas. And we begin to try to reason. Well, no, I don't know if I can do it. We try to see our own way. We want to know where we go and what's going to happen, my God, before we get there. Amen. But that's not faith. Amen. Faith is when you don't see nothing. Faith is when you don't know nothing. Amen. But you're only moving on the word of God. And by faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise. In other words, he left where he was. And he sojourned. He made a move. And that's what we have to do. We have to make a faith move. Not saying you got to pick up where you at and move to another city. No. A faith move. Whatever God is leading us to do, then we have to act on it. We have to move on it. He moved as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. And I love this 10th verse. For he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And today, saints, we don't have no continuing city here. We're just pilgrims passing through. We're looking for a city, I'm telling you. A house not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens. And I'm telling you, God would do exactly what he said. And the Lord began to say, they waiting on me, but I'm waiting on them. He waiting on us. He looking for us to do something. You know, we always, you know, I begin to pray and talk to the Lord. It's like we always want God to do. We always want God to do. God heal my body. God do this. God do that. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. But the Lord said, I'm waiting on you. He has already given us a guideline. The Bible is our roadmap. Sometimes we eat all the wrong stuff, do all the wrong things, and then, Lord, I need you to do this. God, I want you to do this. God, hey, he give us money. We spend it on the wrong thing. We don't manage it. We got to be managers. Amen. He waiting on us. You know, the Lord began to give me this example how we raise our children. And we teach our children. All along the way, we steady teaching our children how they should do, what they should do. And then when they don't do it, then we have to punish them or chastise them or whatever the case may be. But sometimes in our spiritual walk, God done taught us. He gave us the map. He gave us the blueprint. Sometimes we won't even pick it up and read it. We wait for somebody else to tell us what's in it. But we have to be good stewards, not just in finances, but in our lives. Our lives got to show that we love him. Amen. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You walk in my precepts. You do what I ask you to do. My God, we'll love our neighbor. We'll do, hey, they say the golden rule, do unto others as you had them do unto you. We don't want nobody to mistreat us. So then we won't mistreat nobody. Without faith, it is impossible. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God is good. God is good. It's just like sweet honey in the rock. I'm telling you. Just taste it. spiritually. I'm not talking about just a natural taste. I'm talking about a spiritual taste, a relationship with him. My God, well, he knows you. My God, in the song say, he knows me by name. Amen. Sometimes he'll talk back to you, and he'll call your name. And I'm okay. Hold that mouth. Yes, God, I thank you now. My God, because he knows us. Amen. My God, the word of God said, before you was born, I knew you. He knew where we was going to be today. He knew what we was going to be today. My God, and I'm not going to hold you long. I'm getting excited. But I bless the Lord. My God, for his word, because I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. It ain't President Trump. Mm. It ain't in the stimulus check. My God, it almost died. Yes, Lord. I bless him today. My God is not in a vaccine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said, let the sick say I'm well. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. My God, I begin to witness to somebody on yesterday. My God, I know he's going to take care of me. My God, he didn't bring me this far to leave me. He didn't teach me to swim to let me drown. Hallelujah. My God, and he didn't build his home in me to move away. Glory to God, and he didn't lift me up to let me down. God won't let us down, saints. Hallelujah. My God, he won't teach you to swim and then let you drown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I bless him. Holy Master, yes, God. I bless him. Hallelujah. My God, he done so much for me. Hallelujah. My God, the time won't even allow. My God, for me to tell it. Hallelujah. But truly, he's good. I'm telling you, he's good. Glory to God. I just had a birthday Saturday. I told my daughter, I feel better than I felt in 15 or 20 years. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do that but God. Hallelujah. And I bless him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I honor him because he knows me. Hallelujah. My God, I begin to tell the Lord, Lord, your blood running through my veins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For it now. My God, the blood over the doorpost. Hallelujah. And I give him glory. Give him honor. Hallelujah. My God, because can't nobody do that but God. My God, and I'll never let nobody take the place of God in my life. Hallelujah. My God, we got to love him just that much. Hallelujah. My God, I bless him now. Hallelujah. For being God all by himself. My God, in the name of Jesus. My God, let his word soak in, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we seal it now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. My God, according to your will, according to your way. My God. My God, and don't let our talk be sick. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we pray tonight. Yes, Lord. My God, don't let our talk be cheap. My God. Don't let us be saying one thing and living something else. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. My God, but when we say we love you, my God, help us to keep your commandments. Help us to walk in your precepts. Help us to, my God, for it to be line upon line and precept upon precept. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Help us to furnish the faith, God. So you can do the work. Ooh, God, I bless your name. I lift your name. Hallelujah. My God, we trust you tonight. We leaning on you. My God, we depending on you. My God, knowing that everything is in your hand. My God, we give you glory. We give you glory. Yes, Lord. Glory, my God, in the name of Jesus. We make an altar call tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Anybody needs special prayer, hallelujah. My God, I'm a firm believer in his word, hallelujah. He said, if any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, hallelujah. My God, but then he said, if any afflicted, yes, let them pray, hallelujah. My God, God is able, hallelujah. That little wall of petition been broke down, hallelujah. We can go to God by ourselves, hallelujah. My God, I bless him, hallelujah. We living in a time, my God, now My God, church is being streamed on the streamer now with technology. Hallelujah. My God, it used to be a time you could get to the preacher. You can go away yet. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, but with this social distance and stuff, my God, hallelujah. My God, you got to pick up the phone. And I know they got this thing. My God, where you can see one another. Hallelujah. My God, but we living in a time now, saints, we got to know how to get in touch with him for ourselves. Hallelujah. My God, but the altar is open. My God. My God, the Lord said, before you call, I already answered. But you got to know that. You got to know it. You got to know. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Whatever your heart desires, my God, the word said, when a man's ways please God, even his enemies be at peace with him. My God, Lord, let our ways please you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But the altar is open. Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We have heard the word of faith tonight. Amen. God wants us to use our faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by his faith. Amen. Tonight, amen. Have your faith been encouraged? Have your faith been stimulated to trust God even more? Amen. Talk is cheap, but we got to, amen, live the life. We got to live faith. We can't just talk, I believe, and say, I believe. But when the time comes, when our faith is put to the test, we got to know it when we believe. And, amen, we are persuaded that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask according to the power that worketh in us. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but the word of God was encouraging to me tonight to know that all that I have to do is trust God. Put my trust, be all right. Amen. If you trust God like you say you do, glory be to God. You don't have no worry. You don't have no fear. You don't have no doubt that God is going to work it out. Amen. So tonight, amen, as the woman of God said, the altar is open. Amen. Maybe you're standing in need of prayer tonight. Amen. We want to do the prayer of salvation first. If there's anyone on the line, if you have enough faith to come to Jesus tonight, amen, believe if you call on the name of Jesus that he will, amen, save you. He'll wash away your sin, and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. It takes faith to come to Jesus. It takes faith, amen, to know, amen, that there's power in the blood of Jesus. And that power has enough strength and power, amen, to cleanse you and to make you everywhere whole. So tonight, if there's anyone on the line, amen, you want to get to know Jesus and the pardon of your sin. You want to use your faith tonight, amen, to step out and say, amen, I want to follow Jesus. Amen, you can push *6 and come on over, amen, that we may pray the prayer of faith with you tonight. If there be one at this time, amen, you can come over to the platform, push *6 and unmute your phone. Glory be to God. Amen. Is there one tonight? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, amen. Do we have any prayer requests tonight? Amen. Maybe you have petitions up before the Lord. And like the woman of God said, sometimes the enemy wants to discourage you, make you believe that it's never going to happen, that it's never going to come to pass. But after hearing the word of God tonight about faith, amen, do you trust God, amen, like you say you do? Do you trust God enough, amen, to, amen, lean on him and to depend on him, amen, knowing that he will come through? Amen. If there's one tonight, amen, for special prayer requests, you may come over to the platform at this time by pushing *6 and unmuting your phone. Glory be to God. Amen. Is there one at this time? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God. Amen. The Lord made preaching easy tonight. He sent his word. God has given us the main ingredient that we need. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Faith can move mountains. Faith can heal your body tonight. faith can save somebody's soul. Amen. And faith can make you whole tonight. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your messenger. We thank you for the woman of God that brought forth such a timely message. Father God, we realize, oh God, that our faith, God, has to be, amen, be put into you. Our faith has to be put in your hands and not in our hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we realize that you're looking for faith in the midst of your people. God, you're looking for a people that will trust you, a people that will take you at your word, not doubt it, but believe it. Oh, God, believe in the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said in your word, when the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on earth? Oh, God, we realize that the enemy's trying to wear our faith out. The enemy's trying to cause us to stop believing and start doubting. But, God, we choose to trust you tonight. Oh, God, we put forth our faith tonight. We put our faith into action. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we don't know the outcome, but we know tonight, God, that we trust you. God, we hold out and we hold the unchanging hand. Oh, God, you will work it out. You will see us through. Oh, God, do the impossible tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we quote your word. We put your word in the atmosphere. You said in your word, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could think or ask according to the power that worketh in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take a bold step of faith tonight. Oh, God, you said all things are possible to him that believe. Oh, God, it may look impossible tonight. It may seem to be impossible. It may seem to be out of our reach tonight. But, God, we know tonight, oh, God, there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, there's no situation that you cannot solve. There's no problem that you cannot work out. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we believe you like that. And, God, we ask you tonight to give us the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, give us that faith, oh God, that was once delivered unto the saints, oh God, the faith that the saints had, the faith that the old patriarchs had, in the name of Jesus, oh God, give it to this generation, oh God, cause us to believe on your name, as the scripture has said, for we know out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us that crazy faith to step out of the ship and to walk on the water, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to step out on faith, in the name of Jesus. Doubting nothing, oh God, you said we believe all things are possible to him that believe. Oh God, make us tonight mold us, God. Help our faith to be strengthened. Help our faith, God, where we may be wavering, where we may be doubting, because we can't see it with the natural eye. But Lord, we're looking in the spirit tonight. We see in the spirit realm that all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, and we see tonight in the spirit, oh God, that your hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither your ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Reach tonight, God, where we cannot reach. Go where we cannot go. And God, we're asking you tonight that you will do what we cannot do. In the name of Jesus, our strength is little. We have little strength, but you're strong and mighty, you're mighty in battle, in the name of Jesus, take up the fight tonight, help us to win the fight, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you all the honor, that's due unto your name, there's none like you tonight, oh God, you're God alone, you sit high and you look down low, in the name of Jesus, Oh, God, you're looking over your people tonight. You know every need tonight. Oh, God, as we pray and we broadcast tonight, we pray that you will minister over the airways. Oh, God, go over into every home. Oh, God, minister to the souls of men that are listening to this broadcast tonight. Oh, God, help them to believe on you. Help them to call on you in a time of trouble. You say you are answer in the name of glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said in your word, Lord, you said it. We didn't say it, but Lord, you said it. You promised us that you will be with us. You promised us that you will answer our prayer in the name of Jesus. Help us to accept your will, Lord. Help us to accept your will, God. Even if we don't get the answer that we desire, even if it don't come the way we want it to come. But, Lord, help us to trust you in the mighty name of Jesus. Even like Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. Father God, we know we got a change coming. We don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know how. But all we know, a change has got to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, turn it around for our good tonight. Oh, God, make us better tonight. Help us not to get better, but help us to get better. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we seek after your face. We seek the will of God. We're seeking the face of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, we say your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will bless every listener tonight, everyone that's listening to this broadcast. Oh, God, we pray that you will minister, oh, God, even to them and to their homes, to their families. Oh, God, turn every situation around tonight. Work it out for their good. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give somebody a testimony through faith tonight. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We love you tonight, Lord. God, we love you. We love you, Lord. More love to thee tonight. Teach us to love you with all our heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will look on the woman of God tonight. Pray that you will bless her. Oh, God, we pray that you will evermore continue to use her for your will and your glory. Strengthen her body right now, God. Give her a double portion of thy spirit. Oh, God, bless her going out. Bless her coming in. God, whatever she put her hands to do, God, we pray that you will let it prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We thank you for this night. We thank you for the Prayer News Network Global. We thank you, oh, God, for a place of refuge. We thank you for a place that we could turn to. Oh, God, even in the time of the storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, thou has been a shelter for us. And, God, we run to you. We know we're safe in your arms. Oh, God, hide us and cover us under thy wings. In the name of Jesus, God, we love you. We give you the praise. We glorify your name and we magnify you this day, oh God. We thank you for all that you have done and for what you're about to do, even in the lives of your people. Oh God, we thank you for places that you're going to take us that we don't even know of. We thank, oh God, for doors that are going to come open that never come open before. We thank, oh God, in advance for great things that are about to take place in our life. We thank you for greater tonight. Oh God, we thank you for greater is coming, and we thank you. We embrace it tonight afar off, and we say thank you, oh God, for our future looks much brighter in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just ask that you bless your people everywhere. Oh God, bless us tonight, even bless this line. Oh God, we pray that you continue to add daily to the church such as should be saved. And Father God, you do these things for us. We'll give your name the praise. All these blessings and all these many blessings we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. It takes faith to run this race. It takes faith to run this race. Although trials may be on every hand, it takes faith to run this race. It takes faith to run this race. It takes faith to run this race. Although trials may be on every hand, it takes faith to run this race. Oh, it takes faith to please the Lord. It takes faith to please the Lord. Although trials may be on every hand, it takes faith to please the Lord. I'm going to say that one time. It takes faith to please the Lord. It takes faith to please the Lord. Although trials may be on every hand, it takes faith to please the Lord. Oh, it takes faith to run this race. It takes faith to run this race. Although trials may be on every hand, it takes faith to run this race. Glory be to God. Somebody give the Lord some praise tonight. Come on and give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God. If you know it takes faith to run this race, you ought to give God some praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It takes faith to please the Lord. Without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. We must have faith. Amen. We got to have faith in God in order to please God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. You can't even please God if you don't, amen, trust him. You can't even please God, amen, if you don't, amen, amen, believe what he said. Amen. The way to please God, amen, is to take him at his word. Amen. And to trust him. Amen. And rest in the Lord, knowing that he will come through for you and I. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Coming through the woman of God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. God, he spoke a very timely message. Amen. Don't you know that Satan is going to come and try to wear the faith of the saints out? Satan is going to try to cause each and every one of us to lose the faith in God. But what did Jesus say in the scripture? Jesus said, except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved. He said, but for the elect's sake, he said, I will shorten the days, amen, so that you and I, we could be saved. Amen, because if God keep letting time go on and on and on, amen, all the trials that we go through, amen, we will eventually lose the faith. But he said, but for the elect's sake, meaning you and I, the chosen one, God said, I'm going to shorten the days so that, amen, you can be saved. Amen. Are you glad about it tonight? And one thing about it, we can see God calling his people home. God is calling the saints home. Amen. Every time you turn around, amen, you hear about another soldier of the Lord. Amen. Has transitioned. Has gone, amen, crossed over to the other side. Amen. Going to be with the Lord. Amen. Well, one thing about it, they died in the faith. Amen. And they didn't even die. They rested. They went to sleep in Jesus. Glory be to God. They went to sleep in Jesus. Amen. And they rested in the arms of the Lord. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. People of God, we want to encourage you to keep trusting God. Amen. The things that you need God to do in your life. Amen. Those doors that you want God to open. Amen. Faith will move mountains. It's going to take faith. Amen. Amen. For these things to happen. You got to have enough faith in God to know that God is going to make a way for you, that God is going to provide your every need. Amen. Some of you are looking for jobs. Amen. You want that, amen, that particular job. Amen. People may say, the man may say you're not qualified, but you know who you trust. You know that with God, all things are possible. Keep trusting God for that job. Some of you are believing God for, amen, cars that you need transportation to get back and forth. Amen. Keep trusting God. Amen. Some of you, amen, you desire a house, you desire a home. Amen. Amen for you and your family, a better place to live. Trust God. Ask him in faith. Let the Lord lead you. Ask God to lead you and to guide you. Amen. Where he will have you to be, and God will direct your path. Whatever your need is tonight is going to take faith. Amen. You want your family saved? You want your children saved? You want your spouse saved, your husband, your wife saved? Amen. Your mother, your father. Amen. Your cousins, aunts. Well, you got to trust God. You got to believe God for the saving of their souls. Amen. And speak it and put it into the atmosphere. I know God is going to save them. I know God is going to make a way. I know God is going to bless me with the desire of my heart. Amen. Just like that. And watch God work. So we praise God tonight once again for the word of God. Amen. I took the word of God in for me and for my situation. I'm believing God. Amen. Amen. To work things out for me tonight. Amen. And let us touch and agree in prayer with one another. You may not know necessarily what a person is praying for. Amen. But just, amen, touch and agree for those unspoken requests. Amen. So many of us have unspoken requests that we're praying for. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. I need your prayers just like you need mine. Amen. Pray for me. Amen. I pray for you. Amen. So we just give God praise. We give God glory. Amen. Tonight, people of God, we, amen, encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. We encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. And you can text us, amen, at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, the number is 912-257-3918. Also, to our international listeners, amen, if you desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. And the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, the number is 678-608-7234 by using WhatsApp. Amen. And we will be sure, amen, to get you a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. Amen. We give God the praise. We give God glory. Amen. For the great things that he, amen, has already done. Amen. And for the things that he's yet going to do in our lives. Amen. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men. Amen. The things that the Lord has in store for them that love him. Amen. So I'm excited. Amen. Just to see, amen, what God is going to do in our lives. Amen. In the future. You don't know what kind of blessing is awaiting you on tomorrow. You don't know how God is going to bless you tomorrow. Amen. But wake up with expectancy. Wake up with excitement. Amen. And be excited, amen, to see how God is going to blow your mind. God, he wants to blow your mind. Amen. But you got to get excited about Jesus. Glory be to God. And we praise God tonight. Amen. For the broadcast, we thank God once again for the woman of God. Amen, that came forth and brought us, amen, a beautiful message tonight. Give us something to think about. Talk is cheap, but let us trust God, amen, to the end. Amen. And people of God, we want to remind you of, amen, the Prayer News Network Global and our second anniversary, amen, coming up. Amen, it'll be 2 years coming up, Lord say the same. Amen, April the 9th. Amen, April the 9th. Amen, we will be, amen, having our second year anniversary of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And people of God, we want to, amen, just, amen, just come. And not just come, but we want to participate, whatever it is that we're asked to do, whatever it is that we can do. Amen. And even if something that you want to do, make it known. Amen. Because you have a voice in this as well. And we want your voice to be heard. Amen. We don't want you to just hear our voices only. But we want to hear your voice, amen, know, amen, how the Lord is blessing you, amen, from, amen, on the Prayer News Network Global, amen. So once again, I want you to bear in mind that on the 9th of April, which is not very far away, we will be celebrating our second anniversary of the Prayer News Network Global, amen. It'll be 2 years, amen, that the Lord, amen, has ordained this work. Amen. So we're so grateful. We just know that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. It is marvelous in our eyes what the Lord has done, seeing how the Lord has, amen, blessed so many souls, have reached so many souls, amen, where we ordinarily wouldn't have reached this many souls, amen, just, amen, in our normal routine. But we had to get out the box. Amen. God had to get us out the church walls. Amen, and take us into a church without walls. Amen, and for that, God gets the glory. So many souls have been reached. Amen, know that we won't get to see, amen, many of them. Amen. We pray to see some of them, but amen, we can't get to all of them and get to see every last one of them. All we need to know is that God is working in your life. Amen. That God has blessed you through this Prayer News Network Global. So we thank God, amen, once again for the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for the visionary and the founder of it. We thank God for all the those that assist in the aid of this ministry. Amen. Because like I said, the ministry is growing, and can't one person alone do it all by themselves. But thank God, amen, for a wise God. He places the right people, amen, and put them in the right place where they need to be to assist and to aid, amen, and to be an arm bearer for the work of the Lord, amen, to go on. So, people of God, we do thank God for each and every one of you, amen. We don't take it for granted. We don't take it lightly, but we certainly thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that come to this broadcast, that support the work of the Lord, amen, through your prayers, amen, through your encouragement words, amen, even through your seed, amen, that you plant into, that you sow into this ministry. We thank God for each and every one of you, amen. Know that we are grateful, amen, for all of you, because without you, there will be no us, amen. So we just give God praise tonight. So people of God, we want to remind you, amen, to join us, amen, for our second anniversary coming up. We want you to invite as many people as you can, amen, because we want to magnify the name of the Lord. We want to magnify Jesus and give him the glory and give him the praise, amen, for what he has done, amen, for us. So we thank God for all things. People of God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We want you to come back. Tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m., same time, same place. Same number, same station, the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So until then, if all hearts and minds are clear, amen. If all hearts and minds are clear, amen. We're going to conclude our broadcast for tonight with prayer. Heavenly Father God, once again, we just thank you. We give you the praise. We can't thank you enough for just being so good to us, just being a loving God. We thank you for being such a merciful God. We thank you, oh God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. God, we realize without you, oh God, we even would have been consumed. But we thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our life. Father God, we pray, God, that we depart from this line, but never from your presence. We pray that you will be with us. We pray, God, that you will let us lie down and go to sleep with peace and arise, oh God, with joy in our souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, remember those that are sick and afflicted. Remember those that are incarcerated in the prison walls. Remember those that are sick, oh God, in the hospital. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you would touch their body. We pray, oh God, that you would heal them, raise them up, set them free and deliver them. Oh, God, we have family members, God, that may be incarcerated. We pray for them tonight. We pray for their freedom. We pray for their deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we have loved ones that are sick tonight. God, we pray that you would touch them, heal them, God, strengthen them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch each and every one of us from the crown of our head down to the sole of our feet. Oh, God, command this body to line up with the word of God. Command this line to come in subjection to the will of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that's where we know you got the power. Bless us until we shall meet again at that point in time and hour. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and thank God. Amen. People of God, we just thank God once again for each and every one of you. We thank you for tuning into this broadcast tonight. We pray that you have been blessed, encouraged, and strengthened. Amen. We want to say to you, look to Jesus. Amen, and trust him. If you're going to live for Jesus, then you've got to trust him. He will never lead you wrong. Amen, we love you. Amen, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen, we look to see you then. Amen, blessings unto you in Jesus' name. God bless you and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.